vaccines are completely safe, and more of Colorado's children need them.
Get your children vaccinated.
Parents ought to make sure their children are vaccinated.
And children need to be vaccinated.
It's good for the health of a child to be vaccinated.
You're required to get vaccinated. It's like a law, a rule.
They have to get the shot. The vaccinations are so important. This is really going around now. They have to get their shot.
It wasn't until 1998 that a mother came up to me and said, "Dr. Larry, did you know that there's mercury in vaccines?" And I said, "No, I did not." And as a medical student, I was trained to critically think. If you see an observation, you go after it and try and figure out if there's a question to ask. So instead of just ignoring it, I looked further into the vaccine ingredients, and I didn't understand why these same ingredients were actually in vaccines. I was starting to hear stories from parents, not dozens, not hundreds, but thousands of stories from parents who took a very healthy child into their doctor's office and then found that their child lost much of their health, whether it was their speech, whether it was seizures, whether it was death, whether it was asthma, allergies, eczema, whether it was autism, whether it was learning disabilities, whether it was inflammatory bowel disease, autoimmune diseases. And every one of those parents were told it had nothing to do with the vaccine. Every single one. I pushed you. There is no study to prove that unvaccinated children have ever been proven to start an epidemic. I have been seeing families in my practice for over 20 years that have opted out of vaccination. They are the healthiest children I have ever seen. And more and more parents are understanding the dangers of vaccines, and that's why we're seeing such pressure to mandate vaccines, because more of the science is coming out. We assume that if we vaccinate, we're getting protection. We assume that if we vaccinate, we're stopping spread of disease. Those are assumptions that have never been solidified in science.
And I asked the dad what happened, and the dad tells me, yeah, the shot went in, he was sitting in the chair. I basically instantly see his whole face goes white, his head like lulls back, you know? He's like staring straight up, his eyes go to the back of his head. He goes limp, and his whole body convulses like 3 or 4 times. Maybe 30 seconds or so, maybe, after you've been given the shot, roughly. And what's kind of interesting is this is a family who had not vaccinated. They were not planning to vaccinate, and then they decided they had to because of the new school law.
A seemingly completely healthy little girl playing freeze tag in the front yard. Mom wakes her up the next morning. She is paralyzed from the neck down. This after just getting the flu shot vaccine. With me, her mother, Carla Grivna. Carla, why do you believe this is because of the flu shot?
Because there was nothing else, no other life-changing events or no other medications out of the ordinary given. It had been the only thing that had been given to her or happened to her during the time period. And extensive testing was done at the hospital to try to find another cause, and none was able to be found.
Well, I mean, I have to come from the perspective of a parent who has a vaccine-injured child. I took my bright, healthy, precocious little 2.5-year-old boy in for a fourth DPT shot. And within hours of that shot, I witnessed him suffer a convulsion, a collapse shock, a state of unconsciousness, and he was eventually diagnosed with minimal brain damage, including multiple learning disabilities and attention deficit disorder. We have seen children become disabled and chronically ill. 1 in 6 child in America is now learning disabled. Why are so many highly vaccinated children so sick?
A 5-pound preemie gets the same vaccination as a 10-pound full-termer. They need to be individualized.
And explain why you feel this way and why you decided not to vaccinate your youngest children.
So I have three children. My oldest is kind of the sacrificial lamb. He was vaccinated and had a huge amount of thimerosal, huge amount of mercury. And after he had the MMR and the chickenpox vaccination on the same day, we never saw him again for 3 years.
Never saw him again, meaning he
developed autism.
He
lost
you.
Language. He lost social skills. He lost bowel control. He became very sick within hours of vaccination. So I held his hand over the proverbial fire. He got burned. Don't ask me to line up my other two children to get burned again. What kind of parent would I be?
Like, if I was a doctor, I would want you to get sick.
Yeah.
Because the more times you get sick, the more money I make.
That's right.
I don't get sick. I'm just being honest. I don't get sick.
Okay.
My children have never been sick.
Okay. They've
never been vaccinated, none of that, and they don't get sick.
Okay.
Because the mother's milk in the breast is all the vaccination that they need. That's it.
Do any vaccines contain egg protein?
Oh, yes, influenza.
Do any vaccines contain gelatin from pigs?
Yes.
Do any vaccines in the childhood vaccine schedule contain human albumin?
Oh, yes.
And mm-hmm. What is human albumin?
Human albumin is part of human serum. Part of the blood that is liquid.
That could be problematic, right?
Well, it could be. I mean, if the individual is not healthy.
Or if maybe some of the human blood components bind to some of the aluminum and develop antibodies, self-antibodies, correct?
If they develop antibodies against a serum component, that would not be good.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain MRC5 human diploid cells?
Yes. Rubella, varicella, hepatitis A.
What are MRC5 cells?
They are human fibroblast cell strain. They were created by taking fetal tissue and from a particular fetus that was aborted by maternal choice. And the cells, the so-called fibroblast cells, were cultivated.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts?
Well, they used to, but I don't think anything is made in those cells anymore.
If you could turn to page 3 for MMR and MMRV, do you see that within the ingredient list that lists WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts?
Yes, I do see that.
Isn't it true that human DNA in vaccines is typically purposely fragmented?
Yes, and I would say mostly for theoretical reasons, doesn't want to put DNA into intact DNA into vaccines.
These fetuses were all 3 months or older when aborted, correct?
Yes.
What organs did you harvest from these fetuses?
Well, I didn't personally harvest any, but a whole range of tissues were harvested by co-workers.
Okay. And these pieces were then cut up into little pieces, right?
Yes.
And they were cultured?
Yes.
Okay. Some of the pieces of the fetuses were pituitary gland. That were chopped up into pieces to
mm-hmm.
Okay, included the lung of the fetuses?
Yes.
Okay, included the skin?
Yes.
Kidney?
Yes.
Spleen?
Yes.
Heart?
Yes.
And tongue?
I don't recall, but yeah, probably yes.
Are you aware that one of the objections to vaccination by the plaintiff in this case is the inclusion of aborted fetal tissue in the development of vaccines and the fact that it's actually part of the ingredients of vaccines?
Yeah, I'm aware of those objections.
Okay. Are you an atheist?
Yes.
When you were a child, what vaccines did you receive?
Diphtheria. In childhood, I think it was probably only diphtheria.
Only diphtheria. Only diphtheria. Only diphtheria. You're going to let the government run healthcare? They screw everything up. So why would you let them be the ones to stick a disease into your arm? I would never get a swine flu vaccine or any.
Yeah.
I don't trust the government, especially with my health.
This is thimerosal, which is labeled very toxic. It has cumulative effects, can cause damage to the kidneys, to the respiratory system, skin, to the nervous system. It specifically warns on here that it can cause reproductive and developmental toxicity, meaning that it can cause things like autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders. This is immensely toxic stuff.
And it's a vaccine.
And this is what's in the vaccine.
It's important to realize we're talking about a whole range of products. Vaccines are a big one because, of course, you're directly injecting it. For example, this is tetanus vaccine. This one expires. It's a little outdated now. In 2007, and here's the thimerosal. 1 to 10,000 is a preservative. Perhaps the biggest one in the U.S., at least, that's for exposure to mercury is the influenza vaccine. Influenza vaccine is now recommended for all pregnant women, all infants, all children on a yearly basis.
It needs to be stopped.
This is the influenza vaccine from Adventist Pasteur, their flu zone. Thimerosal, 25 micrograms of mercury per dose.
I'd like to point out that a lot of people didn't know, and I'm one of them. I've given 2,000 Rogam shots. I've been in vaccines for 35 years. I didn't know that Rogam had thimerosal in it. So I think a lot of the doctors were unaware. They were unaware that even the word thimerosal meant mercury.
Mercury. Mercury. Mercury.
The science is settled. Vaccinations work. They save lives. Here's how vaccines work. We study a germ. That is a bacterium or a virus. We call this particular one Gary. So to make a vaccine, scientists take the bug and modify it so that it can't hurt you. Then by placing it in your bloodstream, like this, your white blood cells learn to recognize that germ, and when they do, they attack it. So should we have laws that require vaccinations? I'm not kidding about this, people. It's serious.
First of all, aluminum. What happens if you inject it when you're a baby? Has there ever been a safety test on it? Never. Not in the history of man have we ever said, what is it happens when we inject aluminum? We don't care, Bill. Gary gets a little shot of aluminum in there. So we're going to take mercury. We're putting it inside of Gary here. Most toxic substance, by the way, that's not radioactive. Check out your flu shot. You pregnant women are going into your doctors. They've decided it's a great idea to have mercury being injected into Gary, which is going into your fetus. How about formaldehyde? Have you seen any of the articles on formaldehyde? The science is settled. It's perfectly decided. There we go. Formaldehyde for everybody. Wonderful. What's next? That's right. Antifreeze. Propylene glycol in your vaccine. But don't worry, because we know that Bill told us it's safe. So here we go. Into Gary. Now we have what is really a vaccine. See this oozing, disgusting mess? There we go. Here we go. Stuff that. Get it. Oh, you can eat it. There we go. Oh, he's got it. Oh, yeah. Bill Nye and no scientist in America wants to talk about. Where does that mercury go? Where does that aluminum go? They're not finding it in your urine. It's not disappearing when you take a crap. What it's doing is it's being found where? It's going into the brain. And when it hits the brain... That's right. Encephalopathy, brain swelling. It's written inside the labels. That's a known side effect of every vaccine we get. And yet Bill Nye wants to leave that part of this story out. Deadly, poisonous, toxic chemicals and metals. So when they try to tell you the science is settled, that vaccines are safe and effective, you have to know that we've paid out over $3.5 billion, with a B, in damages to children who have been killed and injured by vaccines.
We're going to go take a look at a rash after a shot that was given a couple days ago. Let's go take a look. We had the Tdap, which is tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. We use an acellular pertussis vaccine here that does have aluminum. It's impossible to get one that doesn't have aluminum in them. I drew lines around this. You know, parents, when you see a large reaction like this after a vaccine, it looks like an infection, but it isn't. It's that aluminum, probably the aluminum. There are other ingredients that might be irritating. Overnight, two days after the vaccine, and I would not do this same vaccine again, because once you've had a large local reaction like this, you would be at greater risk for a really bad reaction.
Leo Smith was a year and a half old when he had a bad reaction to a vaccine, and tonight his mother is sharing his story for the first time.
This video of Leo Smith was shot about 8 months after he received two vaccine injections, including one for diphtheria and whooping cough, hours after getting the vaccine.
Within about 3 days after that he started to have hives and welts and joint swelling.
Amy Minton Smith says within days he had hives, joint swelling, and a fever, and within weeks, seizures. 2 months after the injections, the symptoms subsided, but Leo stopped talking. 8 months later, the original symptoms returned after Leo caught a cold. This time, Leo developed an eye tic. Soon after, he was diagnosed with autism and later other neurological disorders.
I thought I was protecting him by taking him in to get his vaccines, and I ended up injuring him for the rest of his life.
The vaccine court ruled that the vaccine did, in fact, injure Leo and awarded him $55,000.
I regret not looking into it. And now it's too late. Too late. Too late.
I'm glad I'm retired now, because now I can talk to you. Because you know what? While I worked, I couldn't. Because if I did, conflict of interest, I would have lost my job. That's truth. A lot of my colleagues did lose their jobs. How did I survive 20 years and never get the flu in that environment? ER. High volume. Was I not on the front lines? Every flu case, 300 people a day. Every flu case, it was me. I never had the flu. You know why? I knew how to wash my hands. I knew how to take vitamin D. I knew how to take elderberry syrup. I don't approve of your flu shot. Now you have pharmacists giving it. You bribe us with cards at Target, and you tell us this is free, and it's everywhere, and get it, get it, get it. They're scare tactics, and you should be ashamed. And then I will end, because I do want my colleagues, the other moms that know what the CDC doesn't do for us. I'm looking around. Some of you are my age. And if I'm mistaken, I apologize. But I'm in a generation where I got 7 shots. 26 years later, my daughter got 10. Her son got probably 60. My new grandson's expected to get 72, and I just watched you add more. I'm appalled. I have a 10-year-old grandson, and I don't care what you say, that the autism and vaccines don't exist. It does, because I watched a perfectly healthy, beautiful 2-year-old get those shots and become a severe autistic child. Thank you for the studies that you don't do.
There's a thought process in this country that parents aren't smart enough to know the science. And in my 20 years of doing this, I have found that parents know more of the science than most doctors do, because they've been learning it and studying it. It's not difficult to read, and they do ask questions. There's a system in our country that says you must vaccinate, and those parents who speak up about their concerns about vaccines are usually parents whose children have already suffered. They're the ones who have said, I listen to you, and my child got hurt.
My child got hurt.
My
child got
hurt. My name is Matt. I'm blessed with 2 fully unvaccinated children. I am blessed they're healthy. I strongly oppose.
Thank you, sir.
Where are all you?
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lindsay McBratney from Tustin, California. I'm an attorney, a mother of 3 kids, and doctors and parents know best. I oppose.
Thank you.
Hi. Dr. Heidi Hook, and I, for my children, for my patients, and for my Hippocratic Oath, I strongly oppose.
Thank you.
My name's Laura Menard. I'm a registered nurse and a holistic nurse coach, and my 2 children are vaccine injured. One of them would not qualify under your bill, and they deserve to go to school.
Thank you.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. My name is Trina Perkins from Irvine, California, mother of two, grandmother of four. I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Jacqueline DeMijan from Dana Point, educated grandma of seven. I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
Мир Евсеев, father of four kids, healthy, not vaccinated. I'm strongly opposed.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Natalia Filinski, and I'm a respiratory care practitioner and polysomnography technologist and mother of two children, one of whom is medically fragile, and I strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you.
And respectfully, I'll ask you to vote.
Thank you.
There was a bit of controversy, some headlines at the beginning of this year's festival when it was announced that this film called Vaxxed would be screened at the festival. Later, the festival pulled it. Was it because of the backlash? Were you surprised that people reacted the way that they did?
I think the movie is something that people should see. There was a backlash which I haven't fully explored, and I will. But I didn't want it to start affecting the festival in ways that I couldn't see. But definitely there's something to that movie. And there's another movie called Trace Amounts. And there's a lot of information about things that are happening with the CDC, the pharmaceutical companies. There's a lot of things that are not said. I, as a parent of a child who has autism, I'm concerned, and I want to know the truth.
Dad, you went public for the first time saying that your 18-year-old son does have autism. Yes. That had been a very private thing for you, and yes. Part of the reason you wanted this film shown was to start that conversation.
Absolutely.
Do you believe you'll now have a role in that conversation going forward?
Possibly, yes, because the thing is that to shut it down, there's no reason to. If you're a scientist, let's see, let's hear. Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down, and you guys are the ones that should be the investigating. Do the investigating. Nobody seems to want to address that, or they say they've addressed it and it's a closed issue, but it doesn't seem to be, because there are many people who will come out and say, no, I saw my kid change like overnight. Mm-hmm. I saw what happened and I should have done something and I didn't. So there's more to this than meets the eye, believe me.
Is that the experience you had, Robert? Something changed overnight?
My wife says that. I don't remember, but my child is autistic. And every kid is different. But there is something there. There's something there that people aren't addressing. And for me to get so upset here today on the Today Show with you guys means there's something there. That's all I wanted, was the movie to be seen. People can make their own judgment, but you must see it. And there are other films, other things that also just document and show. You know, it's not such a simple thing, but there's certain things. There's the obvious one is thimerosal, which is mercury. Let's find out the truth. Let's just find out the truth. The truth.
And until the wonderful people like us introduce vaccinations to Africa, the African children basically were autism free. They never heard of autism, never had a case of Down. Are you familiar with that? Have you ever heard that before? Okay. I wonder if the CDC has conducted or facilitated a study comparing vaccinated children with unvaccinated children yet. Have you done that?
Again, most recently in 2011. And, you know, their conclusion, again, it was not just looking at the work that was done at CDC, but with the total body of evidence, was suggesting that vaccines and their components did not increase the risk for autism.
My time's very limited here. So clearly, definitely, unequivocally, you have studied vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
We have not studied vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
Never mind. Just okay. Stop there. That was the meaning of my question. You wasted 2 minutes of my time. I've seen a chart that ranks the longevity of the 30 nations with the best mortality rates in the world, starting with Iceland, Sweden, Singapore, and on down. We didn't even make the top 30. We're the 34th. And ironically, we require more vaccinations than any other country that's healthier, has a less mortality rate than us. Do you see any correlation whatsoever, either one of you, to the 34th worst mortality rate and the most vaccinations to the ones with the least required vaccinations and the lowest mortality rate? They also have children that, you know, past age 20 in those countries, too.
I'm sorry, a gentleman's time has expired. Did you want to answer?
No, I think I had an opportunity. Thank you.
Every vaccine that is made with cell lines from aborted babies is highlighted in yellow.
So the adenovirus vaccine, the DTaP IPV HIB called the Pentasil vaccine, the hepatitis A, the Havrix, the hepatitis A, Bacta, the hepatitis A, hepatitis B called Twinrix, the MMR2, the MMRV, which also includes the varicella virus, the rabies virus, the varicella Varivax vaccine, and the zosters all are made with cell lines from aborted babies. I know about mercury in vaccines, aluminum in vaccines, polysorbate 80 in vaccines, formaldehyde in vaccines, pig and kidney cells in vaccines. So there were two deaths, measles deaths, between 2003 and the present. What didn't come out in the testimony is during that same period of time, again, this is from the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, there have been 127 measles vaccine-related deaths. So if we're worried about one death or two deaths from measles, what about 127 deaths from the vaccine as a complication? And I didn't mention, but obviously you know the flu vaccine has also been reported to cause deaths as well. It's estimated, there have even been articles in the New England Journal of Medicine estimating that only 1 to 10% of injuries are reported. And the problem with the compensation program, and you're asking me about the compensation program, is people who are vaccine injured often don't even know, what about allowing people to exercise their religious exemption or a medical exemption so that they can avoid being forced to receive vaccines that could potentially be devastating or fatal. So I'll stop there.
Emotions are running high at the state capitol today. Governor Jerry Brown has signed the controversial vaccine bill into law. This means parents will no longer be able to use personal or religious beliefs to opt out of the vaccines required for school.
I will be suing if my daughter is denied the right to go to school.
On what ground?
Discrimination. In California law, it is a fundamentally protected constitutional right to be able to go to school.
Across the state, people opposed to California's strict new vaccine laws are joining forces to fight for the right not to vaccinate their kids. CBS2's Christy Fajardo reports from one of the rallies in Santa Monica.
The parents call shots.
Opponents of California's mandatory vaccine laws vow
we're not going away,
holding rallies across the state, including this one in Santa Monica, promising to repeal SB 277 by ballot initiative or in the courts.
We will be out protesting every chance we get to just say we think it's an impingement on our freedoms and our rights and their education. I want my kid to get an education.
Protester Cindy Kendall makes that point because under SB 277, she will have to choose between homeschooling and vaccines, which she feels aren't safe. The law signed by the governor requires all children to be vaccinated before attending school.
We're going to do everything that we can, everything, whatever that involves. We're going to address it.
A passionate plea from protesters at the Capitol.
I am the only thing standing between my son and this bill.
Erin Romero Massingall claims her son would lose his medical vaccine exemption under Senate Bill 276, chaining herself to the Capitol doors in protest.
He's my son. I committed to protecting him. That is my job.
If you do not leave this area, you will be subject to physical arrest and or detention.
Despite protesters' attempts to shut down the Senate session, senators ultimately voted in favor of this companion bill.
And now that this bill has been signed into law, it is expected to go into effect on January 1st. But these protesters say their fight isn't over.
If the right to decide what goes into our bodies and those of our children is wrongfully taken from us, what meaningful rights do we have? Police will be required to forcibly take our children against our will to be force vaccinated. Lies that vaccines have been properly tested, both individually and in the combinations in which they're administered. Lies that pharmaceutical companies don't have corrupt influence over government regulators. Lies that vaccine research is without fraud. Lies that fraudulent vaccine research is true. Lies that toxic vaccine ingredients are safe. lies, denying cover-ups of the causal links between vaccines and the endless list of conditions now crippling the health, development, and well-being of our children. Lies that vaccines don't harm and don't kill. Lies that vaccines never cause autism and also don't cause seizure disorders, learning and behavioral disorders, asthma, life-threatening food allergies, tics, SIDS, cancer, type 1 diabetes, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, paralysis, and more. That lengthy list reminds me of the saying, vaccines, the leading cause of coincidences in the world.